much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, I hear you get up very early down on that farm of yours.
Yeah, that's right.
In fact, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
That's a.m.
Mm-hmm.
How come you get up so early?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know how gaga people get over there? Their little girls, though, right?
Yeah, keep it in your house. I love my child. I think she's the cutest thing in the world. I keep that fact to myself.
Final look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman and a very special guest joining us in studio. What's going on, Ralph?
Yes, my daughter Olivia has joined me for the final Showbiz.
Smell that, Ralph? That's the smell of justice.
I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it.
Ralph, if you don't pipe down, I'm giving you an F.
And now,
let's go to Mike in Lenox. This sounds very funny. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
But the morning show!
Yeah!
Been a while.
Yes!
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Our feature presentation.
That's funny. I don't know why we enjoy getting pranked so much, but that guy's the best.
Because the Santa Monica guy is the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The way he does it, the way he tells our phone screeners off the air, gives us a message, makes us want to go to it.
Yep.
He's good.
But it's always sad because it's always the best call. He comes up with the thing that he knows we most want to talk to you about on the radio. So, well done, Santa Monica dude. Welcome in, Kevin and Bean fans. It is a new show for a Tuesday. Kevin, what happened to your team?
They won just enough games to win me the bet with Dave. And then they said, sayonara.
Yeah, that's really what they were playing for.
I think so.
A bet with Dave. Let's just win one more than the Clippers. We don't care what happens after that.
I think they just wanted the King of Mexico to have to pay me 60 credits. And then they said, all right, our work here is done.
Okay. So they could just roll over last night. There was no need to go on. Let's get to some summer vacation, right?
I don't know. It's frustrating.
I can't imagine who they're going to trade. I mean, they've got some work to do in the offseason. Clearly, they don't have – I mean, look, they got a good team. But they don't have a good enough team to compete with the young up-and-comers these days.
I think they may, but I don't know. Everybody's guessing. I don't know. Maybe coach. I don't know.
Powell?
No, the coach.
Yeah. What about Powell?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Seems like he may have peaked.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
Well, bad times. If you didn't have hockey right now to keep you interested,
yeah,
you'd
be
despondent.
Yeah, because now it would all be baseball, and that doesn't work for me.
Which is the best. Hey, Lisa's on her way. She's not here yet. She's
Hello.
Turning in.
They're
Hi, Lisa.
Fine.
How are they?
They're fine.
I'm glad you're back because I wanted you to be part of this discussion.
Okay.
It has happened again. Now, you're going to be sad when I tell you that Gloria Allred is also representing this woman, so we automatically want her to lose whatever her case is, even if it's justified, because we hate Gloria Allred so much. This is yet another story of somebody being fired because she's too hot.
All right!
Really?
Yeah, this one's interesting, too. She's 29 years old. Kevin, if you want to bring up the... of course, we're not allowed to post pictures on our website anymore, which I think is a good move. But if you want to bring up the New York Daily News, you'll find this among their most popular sites. So you'll see it. Her name is Lauren Odes. She claims that she was fired from a lingerie company, of all things, because she's too hot.
What?
She was hired by a temp agency center there as a data entry worker for a company called Native Intimates. Now, here's what's bizarre about this story. They are a lingerie company that is owned by and run by Orthodox Jewish people.
Oh, really?
Yes. So they sell, I mean, like totally like skimpy lingerie, you know, like little tiny panties with hearts on it and stuff like that.
It's not like Burka-esque?
No, it's actual real life, you know, sexy lingerie, you know, bustiers, things like that. She was fired. When she showed up, they said that she was too hot and that her breasts were too large. She was only there for a few days, by the way. One day, they gave her a big red bathrobe and told her that she had to wear that at work.
What?
So she left at some point during the day because she was getting harassed so much by the other workers at the business. And while she was out, they called and fired her. They also told her, by the way, the day before that she needed to tape down her breasts to make them appear smaller. This is at a lingerie company, by the way.
I don't care what your religion is. Some of you are going to have large breasts, period.
Yes. What are you
going to
do? Yes. Well, you're going to discriminate against those people because those people shouldn't be allowed to work in my business. That's what you're going to do.
They're godless people. God cursed them with large breasts.
Isn't this strange, though? She says, I understand there are Orthodox Jewish men who may have their views on how a woman should dress and how much should be covered. But I'm Jewish as well, and I don't feel any employer has the right to impose their religious beliefs on me. The business so far is saying no comment, but of course Gloria Allred swooped in and took this case. Why? Because it's going to be on TV.
Cameras. Yes.
And I don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to end up settling it. Have you found her yet? Did you bring her up?
Yeah. Is she pretty hot?
She's not that hot, but
she's attractive.
She's got gigantic knockers.
Yes. Yeah, she's definitely womanly, and that just makes some people uncomfortable. But her face, I mean, she's okay.
Yeah.
She's not ugly.
No, but she's not
too hot.
She's
way more attractive than that girl we talked about last month in England who says she's too hot and everybody discriminates against her because she's so hot. She's way hotter than her.
Size cans.
But she does have a little bit of a face like a pug.
A bit.
But they're not looking at her face.
It's a little pug-like.
So I'm assuming like all the women who worked there wore what traditionally
conservative. This may be what it boils down to is that, we may sell lingerie, but that's not the case here. The case is we are a business and we have strict business attire.
Oh, I thought she was a model for the
lingerie.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They hired her as a temp. And she's wearing a short, tight, black skirt.
Yeah, which, by the way, shows no cleavage whatsoever. It's up to her neck, practically.
Right, but all the other women she's working with are wearing skirts down to their shins.
Mm. Yeah.
And socks up to their knees.
Sure.
You know?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there for data entry and was just too hot.
Too sexy to enter data.
Exactly. So I'll keep you posted.
Please.
If I see more on this story.
But, that should be interesting.
I guess any business can impose a workplace dress code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure.
But, I mean, when you start asking a woman to tape her breasts down because they're too big, that seems like you're going too far.
King of Mexico just tweeted Facebook the link.
Oh, okay. So. That's a good way to do it.
From Kevin and Bean or from K-Rock KOM?
That's cute. You would think I would know. Kevin and Bean.
Okay. So if people want to see it, just go to the Kevin and Bean Twitter account. You'll see the picture of this.
I mean, if your dress code is a sack, I don't know. Can you do that?
I imagine you
I think so.
Can.
But everybody's got to wear it.
Yeah, as long as everybody knows that ahead of time,
all
I imagine.
Right.
Look, don't discriminate against hot people. That's my point.
Right, because what are we supposed to do for work?
Exactly.
Right?
We may need another job one day, so if they start coming down on hot people, then what?
And you're a whiz at data entry.
That's correct. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
When you write it, you have to see it in your mind, right? I mean, it can't have looked like it does.
By the way, that's a good point. I don't know why you guys are giving me a hard time. I stand behind that. You texted the wrong person today. Oops.
Oh.
That's not exactly what you meant to send to that person.
Yeah.
So we got that coming up. We have Bill Simmons from ESPN talking about ESPN's fantastic documentary series, 30 for 30. We have Beer Mug's Weigh In.
Oh, that's right.
We have the Armenian comedian who had a gig last night?
It was Saturday night.
Saturday night at Marie Callender's, which is where you see the best local talent.
I keep expecting to see these words, Marie Callender's files for bankruptcy in Southern California, but so far he hasn't killed the company.
That's correct. We have Liz Winstead on the program today.
She's funny. She's too smart for this show.
She's very funny and very smart. Yes, that's correct. But really, all of our guests are too smart for this show.
She created The Daily Show, Lisa May.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad,
and founded Air America. So she's one in one.
And we'll get into a little bit more of China passing out at the porn convention 3 days in a row. That seems like maybe there's a bit of a problem there.
You mean ex-wrestler China?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the country.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah, no, okay. Not everyone in China passed out.
That would be a problem.
So we got that. We got your Rise Against tickets. We'll take a break and come back with your Showbiz Beat now.
So that's fun, period, right?
Yep.
We played their new song one time, and I think everybody hated it so much we've never played it since.
Is that true?
Well, we've played it one time. I know that. And I know that everybody hated it. But that doesn't happen very often, does it?
No.
I don't remember everybody hating it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't read the scientific study. I didn't get the report back from everybody.
5:51 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I've got tickets to give away to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of High School.
Yay!
See, it's a high school. But everybody gets high because they accidentally sell pot brownies at a bake sale at the high school. And everyone at the school, including the faculty, ends up stoned out of their minds like Lisa May did.
Yes.
When she was out
paranoid,
crying, saying the trees were trying to attack her in the parking lot. Whatever the hell was going on out there. If you'd like to see this very funny movie that stars Michael Chiklis, who, of course, was from The Shield. You don't think of Chiklis when you think of comedy specifically, but that's how he got his start, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
Very, very funny man.
Three Stooges, remember.
Three Stooges, but also he played John Belushi in the story of his life. And he's a very, very funny actor. Adrian Brody also stars in the film. Another guy you don't necessarily think of when it comes to comedy, but he looks very funny in this film. Colin Hanks, great cast. If you'd like to check out High School before anybody else, we're doing a special advanced screening on Wednesday, May the 30th. And if you don't win, don't feel so bad, because the movie's in theaters everywhere Friday, June the 1st. Let's take the first three callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. First three callers, they get through to Chip. And if you're especially high, let her know that, too, because we'd love to hear that. We'll give you a pair of passes. And you can go see the movie.
Can't we just assume that they're especially high?
Not at this time in the morning.
All right.
That's a special breed of cat. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD available for your entertainment dollars. Born and Raised by John Mayer. He's got a new CD out today. Vows by Kimbra. Oh, I like me that Kimbra. She's a lovely, lovely girl, and she's talented. Kimbra.
I'm guessing she's lovely. Lovely is more important than talented.
Well, it's a good combination is all I'm saying. I agree. You know, Kimber from the Gautier song. She's his co-star on that. A Joyful Noise by Gossip, also released today. DVDs, Red Tails with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Bryan Cranston. This Means War, starring Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon. And Chris Pine also in that, isn't he? Doesn't he play the other secret agent in that one? The Woman in Black, starring Daniel Radcliffe. And American Warships. Yeah, American Warship.
Wait, what took so long?
It's the one you just said was this
just on television, and now it's also available on DVD with Mario Van Peebles and Carl Weathers. And it has nothing, it's not Battleship, even though the aliens come and the guys in the Navy have to fight it.
Wait.
With the American Warship. It's not Battleship.
It
all right, get that through your thick skull.
But the aliens come and then the Navy has to fight them off?
Yes.
Is one of their officers
played by Kesha?
It's very different.
What?
I don't know. Moving on.
Because Rihanna stars in Battleship. I'm saying they're doing a knockoff of everything just like, but not as good. Come
TV on DVD.
On?
Sadly, yes.
Yes.
Rizzoli and Isles, the complete second season. Teen Wolf and The River, the complete first season. I think maybe the only season. You can check that out on TV shows on DVD. Congratulations to Bar Raffaelli.
Yes.
Just for, first of all, being Bar Raffaelli, but second of all, she won the number one slot in the Maxim magazine Hot 100 this year. She tweeted that she's very excited and she's happy and honored to be picked number one in the Hot 100 from the magazine. Some other names on the list you could argue maybe not necessarily top 10 hot material.
Yeah.
For example, Olivia Munn came in at number two.
I've got no problem with her, by the way.
You have any problem with her at number two?
Yeah, I think she's
out of the Hot 100.
That seems high.
I think she's hot as well, but
she number two?
Number two.
Out of the 100?
That's a good question.
That does seem high.
Stephen Colbert is 69. I would put him above Olivia Munn. Mila Kunis was third. Katy Perry was fourth. Olivia Wilde was fifth. There. How about swapping Olivia's for a start?
I can see that.
See House last night, by the way, the finale.
I didn't see it. Watch the Lakers game. Watch the Lakers get destroyed.
So which do you think, in retrospect, was the better choice?
Yours.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, sixth on the list. Emma Stone. Oh, Emma. Megan Fox was eighth. Malin Ackerman was ninth on the list. And Adrian Palicki, number 10 on the list. So, as always, Maxim magazine tends to pick their higher placeholders for the photos they got laying around in the office there.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Kate Upton was, where was she in the top 10?
Kate Upton, I do not see in the list. If I remember correctly, when we looked yesterday when it first came out, I think she was 36th, I think.
Outrageous.
Someplace. Yeah, it's insane. But at least Olivia Munn is two. So that should make you feel better, Kevin, that Kate Upton didn't crack the top 10 this year.
She didn't even crack the top 25.
Madness. Madness, I say. Will Smith would like to play President Barack Obama in a movie.
All right.
Good choice.
He tells the BBC that due to his sizable ears, he's a natural choice to play the commander-in-chief. He said now Obama just has to write the ending. Isn't that the truth?
How about that?
He's waiting to see. And Scarlett,
it's standing at President Romney's inauguration. That's the ending.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
And Scarlett Johansson says she still suffers anxiety from those nude photos of her that were hacked and stolen from her online account and leaked last year. She says when she is out and about at a restaurant just having dinner or whatever, she looks around and wonders how many of these people have seen her
all
naked. And she says it makes her a little paranoid still to this day when she's out in public.
It should make you paranoid if you don't look good.
I would think, though.
But still.
You got to look around and say, oh, that's kind of weird. A bunch of strangers know what I look like naked. Just saying. Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
She's here with her Black Death.
And Kevin, everything is coming up roses for you tonight.
First of all,
you got the Glee finale, and I know you're a Gleek. I know you love yourself some Glee.
What I have is Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals.
No, I'm pretty sure you'll be watching Glee, whatever, with hockey. I know Glee, for you, it's Glee first, King second is really how you roll.
That's just the opposite.
But we'll get to meet Santana's mom tonight on Glee. And she is played by?
Yes.
One of your favorite musical artists of all time.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Gloria Estefan.
Yeah!
Of the Miami Sound Machine.
Ugh.
Fame.
You know
how much you love her.
Now I'm really going to watch it over hockey.
I know you will. Congratulations to Rules of Engagement on CBS. They've been picked up for a 7th season. 7 years.
Wait, that's still on?
Yeah, and it's been on for 7 years. Rules of Engagement. CBS is a parallel universe, I've discovered. I no longer have any connection with anyone that watches CBS. Because I read this morning and I said, Rules of Engagement!
That's how you said it?
That's what I said. Rules of Engagement!
I think it's funny that not only were they literally the last show to be picked up, but like a week after all the other events, the upfronts are done.
Look.
I mean, you couldn't have less commitment to a show than to wait till the upfronts are done, wait another week, and then dribble out the information.
Yeah, I guess we'll pick you up too.
They picked them up for one episode though, so it's not very strong.
And they got a 13-episode deal. Oh. So David Spade continues to work. And A&E has canceled Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No!
Good one, Muggs.
Where's the outrage there?
I didn't know that was still on, for real.
Yes.
I really didn't.
There's been a lot of backstage problems with that show, which may have contributed to the network's decision to cancel. But
he's a mess, right?
He's a mess. His family's a mess. He was sued by a guy who was supposed to be in the show and then wasn't made a full cast member. And he's had problems with his kids. And it's just a nightmare over there. So, no more Dog. We don't have Dog to kick around anymore. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Morrissey is 53 years old today.
Yay.
Dan Roberts of Crash Test Dummies is 45 years old today. Mm-hmm. I have to get a little bit of that. Naomi Campbell, former supermodel. I guess once a supermodel, always a supermodel. She's 42 years old. Jennifer Goodwin, who was so good on Big Love, right? She was in Big Love.
That's right.
She currently can be seen in Once Upon a Time. 34 years old. And Maggie Q, Kevin, one of your favorites.
Oh, she's the best.
Oh, yeah.
She's Nikita. She is 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 6 o'clock.
September 29th. Gosh, it's right around the corner, isn't it? Honda Center, Rise Against is going to be playing with Gaslight Anthem opening, by the way, which I didn't know till yesterday, who's another great live band. Listen to K-Rock all week to win your tickets, and you could also present the show. That means your name on the tickets, your name on the marquee, backstage dressing room, meet the bands, bring them on stage. Pretty good deal. We'll give you a chance to win your tickets and be qualified to present later on today on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
First, it's time for... Beer Mug is so fat, damn, he's so fat.
I saw an article this week on how one of the up-and-coming surgeries that's being done in America is moobs. Boys and young men who are going
really?
In getting their man breasts removed. Yeah, so Beer Mug, that is a backup for you if the weight thing doesn't help.
Look, I was going to say, that jingle should start saying Beer Mug's not so fat
not as
anymore.
Fat.
Yeah, not as fat.
Yeah.
Now, before we get to the weigh-in, we do have something special today. And for those like me who have just tired of hearing about Beer Mug and his goddamn weight loss, because this should have been over 2 months ago, we're almost at the end here. I mean, the bet ends June 1st.
Yeah.
So there's today, and then you weigh in again 1 week from today.
That's next Tuesday. And then that final Friday is going to be, I mean, I think it sounds to me like you're going to be cutting it pretty close. Yeah. I mean, there's a chance you're going to win this thing.
My fear is that Kevin's dream of me just getting above it and not quite hitting it
I want you to lose weight so you'll be healthier.
Right.
But I also want you to lose the bet by the least the better. Like that if could it's a tenth of a pound, awesome.
That very well could happen where I'm at right now.
We have a Kevin Abid listener who has been in touch with Omar, who sent in his own little song that he made. His
name
is
nice.
Chris. And I want to thank Chris very much for this. I want to play at least some of it here. He recorded this on his iPhone, by the way. And it's to the tune of I'm the Best, the Gillionaire song that we play here on the Kevin Abid show. And he has done his own song. Let's hear some of Beer Mug's Fat.
Do-do-do. 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 Do 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 do.
Got the full intro.
Do 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 do. Beer mug's fat. Do do do. Beer mug's fat. Do do. Beer mug's fat. Do 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 do. Beer mug's fat. Do do do. Beer mug's fat. Do do. Beer mug's fat. Do 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 do. Standing on the scale, his face is full of fear. The number doesn't change because he is full of beer. He got the lowest score in the world on his SATs. And now he drowns his problems with the things he eats. He stays motivated when you guys make fun of him. 3 months to lose the weight, but he ain't losing none of it. People look at him and think he weighs a billion. No bigger numbers. That dude weighs a gillion. Beer mug's fat. Beer mug's fat. Do-do-do, beer mug's fat.
Beer mug's fat, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Isn't that great? That's awesome, Chris.
That is awesome.
Thanks so much. All right, so where are we right now, Kevin? You keeping track?
We are at 209.7, which leaves him roughly 13 pounds and a little to lose by June 1st. 13 pounds.
Lisa, can you do that? Can you lose 13 pounds
you
and basically...
You can on the Biggest Loser. Okay. But, yeah. Oh, I mean, man, but those all guys, you do is work
but
out.
But those guys start at 500 pounds, and all you do is work out.
But, I mean,
out.
At the end, they do, like, at the very, very last weigh in, somebody lost 10 pounds, and they were, at their perfect weight.
All right. Wow.
Could do
How
it.
About that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, let's have him hop on the scale. He was at 209.
Don't hop.
You'll break it if you hop.
I will.
Okay. 209.7 last week. Go. So we'll see where he's at now and then how much he has to go by a week from Friday.
209.7.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
He gained weight!
Did you gain?
No. 209.7.
Same. Exactly.
Exactly the same. That makes no sense. Let me check. One more time.
No, it'll change.
Let me just see. Real quick. That might have been there.
You know, you could do that 100 times.
Hold on.
Probably.
All right, it's flat. Hold on. Mm-hmm. We got to try it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to look forward this time.
What?
Because I was looking down.
But you won't be able to read the scale if you look forward.
207.4.
All right, now what is
what?
It?
Okay,
come
wait,
on.
Right, we need to go over there.
It's we not...
No, no, yeah. I'm serious.
Do it again.
Okay.
There's no
let's
way
have Lisa
it's 2 pounds
it.
Different.
That is odd.
It could be... Hold on. All right, here
it
we go.
It could be what? You were looking
miscalibrated?
Down?
Miscalibrated.
He said he was looking
well,
down.
Well, no, I'm talking with the scale.
207.4.
207.4 is the new answer.
Yeah,
okay.
I wasn't going to accept 209.7. No way. No way. I've been working...
So you lost another 2.3 pounds.
Yeah. 207.4.
So you're down to basically 10 pounds in 10 days is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
11 pounds, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After Psycho Mike visited us last week for Psycho Body, he gave me a few tips, which I think will help. So.
Yeah. Will they help you
but
do
that
it?
Was last... That Wait, was have la- you used any of the
yeah,
tips?
Yeah, yeah. I started to. So. Oh,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you're right on par to miss,
too
to
close.
Miss by about 6 pounds.
Too close but for comfort.
I think just
not
with
too
the,
close.
The water weight tricks, the boxing weigh-in tricks, I think you can be down 11 pounds in 10 days.
Yeah, I might get the little, the sauna suits and start jogging in that. I'm just going to just get rid
he's
of all.
He's going to pass out and die.
Yeah. I might be dead by Friday.
He'll die rich, though.
Yeah.
He's rich or die trying.
If he dies, we don't have to pay him.
Come on.
That's written down.
We have to pay his estate, I thought.
That's science.
Comedian Liz Winstead on the program later on today. Also, we'll update you on Sam the Armenian Comedian, his appearance at the Marie Callender's in Glendale over the weekend. Imagine how shocked you'd be if you were there with your family having a dinner
Wouldn't you demand your money back?
I would.
I would think so. I would certainly lose my appetite. Also, Bill Simmons from ESPN and Grantland.com talking about the NBA and the new 30 for 30 doc series. First, though, Kevin, what's the update on China?
Well, this is really a bizarre story. They were doing the 2012 Exotica Porn Expo. And 3 days in a row, she was at an event and was taken to the hospital because she passed out.
Oh, my God.
China used to be in the WWE. She was a diva, right? And then that ended, and she's a big giant woman. That ended, and she became a porn star. And has she continued to do that? She's sticking with that?
I think so, yeah.
And you pass out 3 days in a row, and you're either at Coachella or you've got some other sort of problem happening.
Thursday she passed out in a swimming pool, and then Friday she passed out at a park. I mean, it's just, it's what ridiculously crazy. So we thought we would check in with China and find out what exactly is going on with her. Hey, China.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're good. How are you?
I'm great. Hi.
Look, 3 days in a row indicates that you have a health problem.
No, it's not like that at all.
What's it like?
No, I mixed some cold medicine with some wine.
Okay, but when you do that the first day and you pass out, don't you make a mental note?
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh.
I said, don't pass out again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To myself mentally.
Right.
Well, what do you think is going on here? I mean, will you admit to any more than that? Is there any kind of drinking or drug use?
How dare you?
Oh,
how dare you? I worked very hard with Dr. Drew and my sobriety.
It's
as you know, Dr. Drew has a 100% success rate.
Well, it's not 100%.
It is. It's 100%.
Hello? China? What happened?
Oh.
China.
I'm sorry. I must have nodded off there for a second.
Did you just pass out?
No, I didn't.
It sounded like you did.
I'm sober and I'm not doing any drugs or anything. And anybody who says otherwise, I'll just...
China?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, wow. It's China. Who's this?
It's Kevin and Bean. We were having a conversation with you.
Oh, hi, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're good. You passed out again. Do you remember
no,
that you
I
just...
No, I didn't.
Is it really like a blackout?
I play She-Hulk in the new Vivid Entertainment parody of the Avengers. It's a porn parody.
Right, you're She-Hulk.
Yeah, I'm She-Hulk.
Okay.
Oh, man, this
is terrible.
What?
Hi. Who's this?
China. It's Kevin.
It's China. Hi, China.
No, you're China. It's
what?
Kevin. It's Kevin and Bean. We're trying to talk to you about this passing out problem.
I know. Can you believe I passed out a couple of times, but I'm fine now.
Well, you passed out 3 times on this phone conversation.
Oh, that's Hello?
Hi.
Who's this?
It's still Kevin and Bean.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
That's a problem.
Hi, Mike.
What's happening?
I think I should go lay down or something.
She's not even getting words out now.
That's gonna leave a mark.
Where all these bruises come from?
Got some Black Keys on the way, also Green Day, Gautier, and because this is how we roll, Alien Ant Farm, coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the number that you would be able to call if this woman that we're about to feature would stop.
Oh.
What's that?
This woman that we're about to feature calling the Afro line fills it up every 5 minutes. So nobody else can get through because she's got this important information that she needs to share.
Okay.
Now, understand this is just a random answering machine. There's no question that's put out or anything. It's just whatever you want to give us, you give us.
So she has something so important to tell us that she calls back over and over and over again to make sure that we get the message. Okay.
Yes. So let's try and figure out what that message is so that we can maybe respond and get her to stop calling us. Message one.
Dr. Cohen just requested that I be murdered and provided the propofol used in the Michael Jackson murder.
Okay, now, I don't know who that doctor is or if it exists. I don't know what's happening.
It's highly unlikely that the doctor requested that she be murdered.
I agree. They don't usually write scripts for that.
And why call us, by the way?
I don't know that either.
that's, I mean, to, if that's a concern of this young woman, she needs to be calling the police.
Well, let's hear some more before you decide whether that's okay. really a concern for this woman.
Dr. Cohen came from Michael Jackson's death. He is currently being questioned by the police and so far meets the requirements of pervert.
Okay, so Dr. Cohen meets the requirements of pervert. Okay. All right, so then that, so then 30 seconds later.
In the Stop Pressuring video, Janet Jackson is a whore.
Okay.
We refer you to Tommy Shaw and Ted Nugent, who are bathed at this time. Well, one of them is.
Who are bathed?
I don't know.
This time?
But not both of them, just one of them.
That's weird.
So she hasn't gotten it all out yet, so she calls 30 seconds later.
Please loom them or weave them in as real.
Loom them?
We need to loom them in as real, is that
what
message.
What is happening?
This woman is crazy.
Wow.
And she has access to a phone, and she has one phone number.
And she's not afraid to use
it. Unfortunately, it's 323-520-AFRO.
Are you standing next to Janet Jackson while being interrogated by the police?
I can say no. That's not happening.
Why is she so obsessed with Michael and Janet Jackson?
I have a lawyer.
That's it?
Does she have a lawyer?
She just wanted to let us know she had a lawyer.
After Tito and Dee Dee were divorced, Dee Dee was found face down in a swimming pool in someone's backyard with a bullet in her head.
I don't think that doesn't sound right to me. I thought it was Jermaine's ex-wife who died in the pool, by the way. Am I wrong about that?
Who knows?
I don't keep track.
Like I know Tito versus Jermaine.
Okay, I don't know.
Dr. Cohen is threatening the care of my teeth.
Threatening the care of your teeth? I thought he said it was all right for you to be killed with propofol. Now you're worried about your teeth?
Look, I'm just, I don't know this lady, and I have no idea if there's any basis in fact for anything that she's telling us. No, no.
Oh.
I'm suggesting she find a new doctor. I don't think she and Dr. Cohen are a good match.
Maybe search, maybe just interview a couple of others and see.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Dr. Cohen is going to me big time.
Right.
So he is now being taken to a police station.
Uh-huh.
Does his office need to be notified?
What? Yes, feel free to notify his office.
Now,
these are all real people. This woman,
in all seriousness, she calls us because no one else will take her calls, and she knows that we've got an answering machine that she can at least talk to. Is that what's happening here?
I guess. I really.
It doesn't sound like there's any kind of a tie in to K Rock or the Kevin and Bean show. Like she's trying to get us to do anything. She's not asking for us to.
As far as I know, we've had no contact with her.
Yeah.
What does she think? She only has 20 seconds to leave a message.
I don't know, but
I'm glad. Can you go on longer?
No, but I'm glad. I don't want her to go on longer.
It is a good point, Lisa. She does call back 10 times in a row with 5-second messages. Go ahead and leave all those in the same note, right?
Yeah.
It is difficult to commit murder while in jail. Oui or no?
I would say oui. It is difficult to commit murder while in jail.
I'd say oui. Oh, no.
Dr. Cohen has been murdered.
What?
And since no cemetery will touch his body, there was an immediate resurrection. Zombies?
Okay, now it's getting crazy.
So no cemetery would take his body, so there was an immediate resurrection.
Zombie.
And now he's a zombie. Dr. Cohen is a zombie now.
Now we go into zombie land.
Zombies are dead, but they haven't crossed over anywhere. So they're just a shell.
Uh-huh.
You know, like no innards, no brain. They have to be directed every step of the way.
It can be so frustrating with zombies, how they have to be directed.
This woman has a very difficult life, by the way. She's got a lot to juggle.
She does. That's true.
Think about it. How difficult her day-to-day is with the
Already seen them all. Uh-huh. So I'm as mentally stable as they come.
Okay, well, that's good because you do have a lot to juggle in your life.
The zombies and the propofol and Tito.
I got as much as you want here, Bean.
Really?
I just, is
not
there any kind of
is there?
Resolution? I mean, does she come to any conclusions?
Yes, Bean. She calls up and says, all is well. The doctor's in custody. Tito is happy. My tooth is good.
No, of course not. She's crazy. I'll
the
take a couple
of
more.
The problem with masturbation has got to stop. Don't you agree?
No.
No, she said public.
I don't agree at all.
Yes, Kim Kardashian, his intended betrothed, will visit him every minute of every hour of every day during visiting hours. You get what you're saying.
Now it's Kim Kardashian time.
Kim Kardashian's going to visit him every minute of every hour of
Dr.
every day.
Dr. Cohen, but I thought he was a zombie.
Yeah, well, I can't answer that.
Give me one more.
Listen, I'm a doctor. I do what I want.
Now she's playing Bee Gees records for us?
That's Bee Gees, right?
Yes. Jive talking. So we got her. We got that going for us.
Well, she's a doctor, first of all.
Yes. She can do what she wants.
That bitch is crazy. I love her so much.
That bitch is crazy.
Don't ever stop calling.
Really?
That bitch is crazy.
Omar's about to commit suicide in the other room going through him. He's like, I can't take it anymore. Please block the number.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 649. That's the beautiful dulcet tones of Ralph Garman joining us in the studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show, where it's time for yet another look at the showbiz beat.
It's almost like a Peter Frampton ending.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Wow.
Speaking of music, how lovely and talented is Kat Von D?
Oh, love
the best. She's adorable. We love her.
She loves
so much.
Kevin, by the way.
She does. Oh, I want to come see you.
Kevin.
Oh, you should come in. Oh, I want to come in and see you.
Let's get together.
Oh.
She's sweet. Stop it.
Sweet until she kills your wife. Then what happens? Gets her out of the way.
I don't think there's
she's
a danger
obsessed.
Of that.
The calls are coming from inside the house.
Oh, stop it.
It's your wife's tattooed corpse floating in the pool.
Wait, Kat Von D's going to tattoo her before she kills her?
Or after, whatever.
She's
going to leave her mark, that's all. Well, Kat was at an event that's held every year by Linda Perry, the singer and songwriter, called An Evening with Women. It is a charity event at the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center. And they've had a bunch of musicians performing there. And this year, Kat Von D showed off her musical side and got up in front of an audience to perform for the first time ever. Sat down behind a piano and performed alongside Danny Lohner from Nine Inch Nails and Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
She did Bronski Beat's Small Town Boy, and we've got it up at the website. If you go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, you can see this. But I thought you might be interested, so I brought a little piece of Kat Von D covering Bronski Beat's 1984 song, Small Town Boy. Sounds good. I mean, the quality of recording isn't great, but
it would have been better if they let the guy with the microphone in the room.
She sounds terrific. I think she should perform more.
I agree.
She should record an album. Then Kevin would run away with you, Kat. So finally, all your dreams will come true. Kim Kardashian has been named...
Who? I'm sorry.
Porn star Kim Kardashian has been named hottest woman in the world by Zoo Magazine.
Zoo magazine.
I think a magazine with the name Zoo would pick Chloe to be the hottest woman in the world. But no, they've said Kim is the hottest woman in the world. Zoo magazine is a UK magazine. It's out of Britain. And it's one of those magazines that features just busty booby models, basically. It's a men's magazine.
Mm-hmm. It's a laddie mag.
Stop it.
No one calls
it that. Stop it.
Nobody's ever called it that.
No one says
here.
That. And it just sounds really bad when you do it. It's a laddie mag. She is the hottest woman in the world, according to the magazine. This is sounds like one of those spurious titles that they hand out left and right from these magazines. I think it's the fact that she was in London to launch her latest fragrance and appeared on the cover coincidentally. I'm sure there was some sort of promotional tie in there. But she is on the cover wearing just red satin lingerie, and I got to tell you, she looks pretty good.
All right.
It's nice.
That case could be made.
It's nice when she's quiet.
Yes.
Just
was Kim
a still
even
photo.
Was she even on the Maxim list we talked about last hour with Bar Raffaelli at number one?
I don't have the whole 100 here in front of me. I'll have to get that printed out, I guess.
But she wasn't in the top 10 on that list. How could she be the hottest woman in the world over there?
Well, it's the time difference.
Is that right? Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah,
sure. It's an alternate universe. It's like Fringe. Science. I can't really explain it to you right now. They vibrate at a different frequency that we do.
I see.
We vibrate at like a C, and they're more like a D or D minor over there.
Or double D.
It's science.
Yeah. While we're talking about it, Maxim's Hot 100s list was released this week. The Hot 100 from Maxim magazine. Here's your top 10. Bar Raffaelli. The Israeli model Bar Raffaelli. Named the hottest of the hot, according to Maxim magazine.
That's a tough one to argue right there.
It is almost impossible to argue, unless maybe Kate Upton. I would say.
Oh, well, so Kate Upton's number two.
Yeah, I was glad to see the Kate Upton. Oh, no, wait a minute. Olivia Munn was number two. Olivia Munn was number two. Mila Kunis was third. Then Katy Perry and Olivia Wilde rounding out the top five. Jennifer Lawrence.
Kate Upton.
No, Jennifer Lawrence from Hunger Games. Emma Stone, Megan Fox, Malin Ackerman, and Adrian Palicki. And that's your top ten.
Kate Upton.
We'll have the
11.
Editor-in-chief from Maxim magazine on with us tomorrow.
To explain himself?
Yes.
I think Kate was in the 30s range, 35,
what?
36, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Absurd, sir.
Miley Cyrus was 68.
Again.
How dare you!
Absurd.
Pippa Middleton was 81.
That's crazy.
And Stephen Colbert was 69.
He's pretty hot.
I think this year's list was dealer's choice. I think it was the readers voted or something.
Well, the readers need to stop voting.
I think that's how Stephen Colbert got in there. He asked his fans to stuff the ballot box, I think, and he ended up being number 69.
Very smart.
So it all worked out. More news about the John Travolta touchy-feely controversies.
Now what?
Well, this is getting weirder and weirder. This is just a big Gordian knot of legal entanglement. The guy who was the original lawyer for the first two guys
who
came out and said John Travolta inappropriately fondled them while they were trying to give him a massage. His name is Okori Okorocha.
Okay.
He was the lawyer for the first two. He was the one who posted the original lawsuit for the first guy and said it happened on January the 16th. And then Travolta's camp came back and said, oh, really? He was in New York on the 16th. How do you explain this? And so that guy dumped that lawyer.
Okay, so that first lawyer's fired?
No, the first lawyer lost that guy, right? Lost the client.
All right.
That client, number one, John Doe number one, went to Gloria Allred.
Okay.
Now that guy is suing Gloria Allred for stealing his client. Because number two apparently went over to Gloria Allred as well. So now the two lawyers are suing each other as well as everyone suing John Travolta.
Wow.
And I'm sure John Travolta will soon sue everyone else also as well. So it just gets more and more.
So good times.
It's a mess. It's a mess. And then David Hasselhoff will sue us for saying it's a mess, and it's his catchphrase.
That was... The fact that the guy had the dates wrong was not a good start for his relationship with that lawyer.
No, it was absolutely the right thing for him to do, to leave, but for this guy to sue Gloria Allred because she took him on as a client as well as the other
guy. That's weird.
Yeah, just let it go. And Dave insists that I talk about the fact that Kristen Bell has been announced as the host of the Country Music Awards, the CMT Music Awards.
Wow, what do I do now? Because I love her.
I know.
But I'm not a fan of the country.
June 6th, Kristen Bell will host the CMT Music Awards.
Tape and fast forward.
Alongside Toby Keith, if that helps your decision at all.
Odd choice.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, you heard this from Dave, right?
Yes.
Is Kristen Bell still playing Batman also? Because you know, with Dave, it's hard to tell which
Christian
one he says.
Bale, I think.
You sure?
Yeah, I did a little research. And it turns out
it's him with the vowels, right. You know.
And a Chinese company has finalized the paperwork, and they've purchased the AMC theater chain here in the United States for $2.6 billion.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. You will see no difference, says AMC Theater Chain, between the ownership of an American company and the Chinese company. However, at the concession stand, you will not be able to get Kung Pao chicken, which I think is nice. Sometimes I go in, I don't want just popcorn. I would like a nice spicy Kung Pao. While we're talking about movies, how would you like to see an advanced screening of High School? Emphasis on the high.
This looks funny.
What happens when an entire high school ends up stoned out of their minds, faculty included, because of some bake sale brownies that accidentally are spiked with cannabis?
What?
Adrian Brody stars Michael Chiklis. Colin Hanks also stars in High School.
I would have given anything to see my high school teachers high.
Oh, me too.
That would have been the best.
Instead of drunk like they were. Today's, let's give away the tickets. Let's see. First two callers, 1-800-520-1067 is the number to call. First two callers to get through. We'll get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of High School. That's happening Wednesday, May the 30th. Movies in theaters everywhere on Friday, June the 1st. And I think we're going to be talking to Colin Hanks about that movie one of these days. Come here pretty soon.
Long time him.
Long time him. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Morrissey is 53 years old today. Maggie Q. She's Nikita.
Yes, she is.
I think that show has been canceled, however, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was renewed.
I thought it was renewed also.
You said it was renewed.
Then that's what it was. That's what I meant to say.
Don't jerk me around like this, Ralph Garman.
I meant to say it was completely renewed.
All right.
She is 33 years old today. Jennifer Goodwin from Once Upon a Time and Big Love is 34 years old. Naomi Campbell, the supermodel, is 42. And Dan Roberts, bassist for Crash Test Dummies. I could have been a hit recording artist if I knew you could do this.
Certainly could have written this song.
Could have done that.
I didn't spend a lot of time on the lyrics, if that's what you're saying.
45 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Thanks a lot for tuning into the show today. Rise Against tickets on the way. Also, our friend Bill Simmons from Grantland.com and ESPN. The good day to talk to Bill. With, be curious to get his take on what the Lakers do now after their, well, unsurprising end last night in Oklahoma City. First off, I'm a little bit nervous, Kevin. I don't know that our show is smart enough to have Liz Winstead on as a guest, but she joins us here on the phone. Liz, of course, has written a new book called Liz Free and Die. It's and die or die, Liz?
Or die.
Okay, good. That's so much better.
So much better.
Well, you don't want to and die.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to live free and then at the end just go and then die.
Right.
It's an option.
Okay. All right. Liz, I'm not joking when I said when I brought you on that I don't think our show is smart enough for yours. So please, you know, layman's terms only, please. Remember, you're dealing with one of the dumbest shows in the nation, okay?
You know what? But I think dumb is sweet.
Okay, good. Very nice.
Then you think we're sweet.
For folks who don't recognize the name, Liz is the co-creator of The Daily Show. She is a very funny comedian. She has this book out now called Liz Free or Die. And I'm fascinated. I can't wait to read it. We haven't gotten our copy yet, but I can't wait to read it. What must it be like for you having grown up in Minnesota with conservative Catholic parents, and you have gone on to become the very opposite of that? Is it trouble for you at home, or do they kind of respect you and, hey, we agree to disagree?
It was kind of both, you know. It was like, you know, my dad was like a Reagan Republican, and he would say things. He finally just had to cop to the fact that he raised five kids who basically all became atheists.
All and five so, of them.
But he was very sweet about it because he was like, "Well, I raised you to have an opinion. I forgot to tell you it was supposed to be mine."
Wow.
So it was very nice, but it's also incredibly humbling. You know, you're always lucky, as you guys know. There's like 500 people who are like way a million times more talented than all of us, but for some reason we got the break, right?
Yeah, right. And right, so, exactly.
And so you just kind of feel really lucky about it. Like I did this thing last year, and I might get a little smarty pants on your ass, so just calm down.
All right.
So. I was back home where I'm from in Minnesota. The Minnesota Public Radio did this sort of like lecture series, and they invited all these notable people to speak at the lecture series. And it was like Desmond Tutu and Hillary Clinton and me.
What?
Wow.
No, trust me. So I'm in New York packing to come home, and my mom calls me from Minnesota, and she goes, "Yeah, I just picked up the paper and saw your name doing this thing. You're the only person I never heard of."
You're like, "Mom, you've heard of me? Come on."
That is like the greatest family to have. you're always humbled, and every time you might think you're just a kind of a tiny bit fancy, they're like, "Yeah, guess what? You're coming back to Minnesota, and you're the one driving mom to Target."
Yeah,
and the doctor. Like, that is what you're doing.
I love that you still do such a great Minnesota accent, too. That's pitch perfect.
Oh,
Well, you know, it's especially in the morning or when I'm drunk, I can really just start going off on it like, oh, yeah, great. And, you know, the passive-aggressive nature of all of it, you just come back. And everybody here, no one has ever said a genuine thing to anyone in their life, and they call it Minnesota nice.
Really?
There's always some weirdly veiled, like, you know, I like your hair longer. It makes your neck look less muscular. Okay, I think. Like, what?
Liz, how did you, from those circumstances, end up in show business in New York City? That seems like the last place you should have been.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, you know, like, they write these books, and it's all about, well, I woke up, and I was like a comedy. I loved, I watched Saturday Night Live, and I loved blah, blah, blah. And for me, it was literally, I was the youngest of five kids, and I never got a word in edgewise. So I simply wanted to find a place where I could complete a sentence uninterrupted. And my first choice was the priesthood, but that didn't really go so well.
I'm sorry, the priesthood?
Not good for atheists.
Men or ladies.
Okay.
Or ladies, correct.
For that matter.
There's that.
Bad path at all. But. And then I thought Rockstar might be good. But then, again, no talent.
Right, no talent,
not so good at it. And so then I was watching, literally, when I was like 21, I was watching a Tonight Show. And a friend, and Carlin was on. And my friend goes, have you ever thought of trying that? You know, you're kind of a wise ass, and you're constantly, you know, just sort of the class cynic. And I was like, it never even occurred to me, simply because back in the early 80s, there wasn't a lot of women. I didn't see anybody doing it. There
right.
was, like, talking about what I would talk about. You know, they talked about, you know, that their boobs were falling down and their plastic surgery and all that stuff. And, you know, I was like, listening to Husker Du and living my life and being in my 20s, and I thought, well, maybe I can talk about that kind of stuff. And so that's how it all started. I went to an open mic, and boom!
Just
I'm
like
on the
that.
Kevin and Bean Show.
Instantly.
And a mere 20 years later, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show at 7 o'clock
right,
in the morning.
Let's try 30 years later.
This is the voice of Liz Winstead here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about her new book called Liz Free or Die. You can meet Liz and get your book signed in L.A. She's got a couple of signings coming up. The Steve Allen Theater.
Steve Allen Theater tomorrow night. That's the big one. I'm doing stand-up and a book reading
signing. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that'll be the whole Michigan.
7:30, Steve Allen Theater in Los Feliz, and then the following night, the next day is going to be in Pasadena at the Romans Bookstore, one of our national treasures in Southern California. Romans is going to be at 7 o'clock if you want to meet her on the 24th. All right, we have to ask you about The Daily Show, and we, of course, don't have nearly enough time to cover as much ground as we want to. Did The Daily Show, after you co-created it and then left it, has it exceeded your wildest expectations with how it has continued to grow and get better and more respected every single year?
You know, absolutely. And the thing, I give John all the props in the world, you know, and people are like, could you ever have expected that? And if someone's going to do it, it's going to be John Stewart.
Yeah.
But the thing that I could never have expected is that The Daily Show would become so successful. And one of the reasons it did is because the media became so crappy. Like, who ever thought the media would become this derelict?
Yeah.
You know, to the point where Chris Matthews is on TV saying things like, you know, he's just wondering aloud, basically. There's no news. You just watch cable news, and it's all a bunch of people like us sitting in the living room going, gosh, I wonder why we can't end that war in Iraq. It's like, you can pay $3 million a year. Stop wondering and tell me why we can't stop it. That's my job to wonder.
Well, it does give Jon Stewart endless, endless, endless content.
The way he
pulls the clips from different TV stations and different TV hosts.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, he was your first choice to host the show, but it ended up being Craig Kilborn. What's the short version of that story, Liz?
Well, he was. I had just come off working. He had a show on MTV that then in turn was in syndication. And so Madeline and I, who was the other co-creator of the show with me, we had left. The show got canceled, and John signed on a deal with the Letterman show that took him off the market. With Letterman's production company that took him off the market for 2 years. And so when Comedy Central approached us to do The Daily Show, we were like, okay, John can, you know, be the host. And then he was totally tied up. So we started our big, 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 giant search and looked at every blonde guy who could be, you know, kind of a Ted Baxter type that was in show business. And the network said, Kilborn is our guy. And he was very, very funny because he was the kind of guy where you go, I can't tell if he is serious
right
or in on it or not. And that was the fun to
that the audience was always like, "Was he? Is he really that rapping?" It's like, I'll never tell. It's all yeah. part of the act.
Yeah, no, he was, and he was a great choice. I mean, let's face it, he got Daily Show up and running and off the ground, and he, you can't complain about that.
And it was also people forget, like, we launched the show in '96, right? And the media back then was we had to kind of satirize the media that we were given, and it was like. At night, it was wall-to-wall, all the ridiculous magazine shows that would just terrify you to be in your house. It's
right.
Like, well, your dental floss, strangle your baby, and it's like, what? And then it was, in the day, it was either just like Maury Montel, endless sea of that, or just celebrities are disasters, or trial of the century of the day. Basically.
Yes, yes,
OJ, babysitting, nanny, all that.
Sure.
And then the local news was if it bleeds, it leaves. So you'd watch a show, and it'd be like, You knew there was a child missing if there was black and white footage with a swing just going back and forth on its own.
Well, the book sounds absolutely hilarious. It just came out this month. Folks, you should buy Liz Free or Die and meet Miss Winstead tomorrow night. She'll be doing stand-up and a signing at the Steve Allen Theater in Los Feliz at 7:30, and then the following night in Pasadena at Roman's. Liz, we've really enjoyed this time. Thanks so much for coming on.
Guys, it was so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Last week, we talked to the Armenian comedian about his highly anticipated gig at the Marie Callender's in Glendale. It was supposed to happen on Saturday night. We've determined that it did happen, right? He did show up?
I am not positive yet. We have to talk to him and find out. Yeah.
Get the update from him in about 15 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, Donald Trump is in the news. Give me a little of that Celebrity Apprentice theme. I'm going to be curious to hear how the Donald spins this because you know how he is, Kevin. But the Celebrity Apprentice was the lowest rated Celebrity Apprentice finale in the history of the show.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what he's going to say about that or how that's going to tie into what we want to talk to him about today, which is Donald Trump's top 10 tips for success, his new list that is out. I'm not sure why he's telling us about success, but let's join the Donald on the phone right now. How are you, Mr. Trump?
A gay and a black. What was I thinking?
Oh, really?
Come on.
That's why you think it got low ratings?
I needed fat white people.
How dare you, sir?
I need straight fat white people like the Biggest Loser.
But
next
I thought
I do will be the fat white Celebrity Apprentice.
But
the
Donald...
heterosexual fatty apprentice, it'll be called.
And you got to get...
And I'll have to pick who the apprentice is going to be, but they'll have to be on treadmills the whole time.
Actually, I think I might watch that. But your show is still the most popular show in the history of entertainment, right?
It absolutely is. Even with our significantly lower ratings, we still had higher ratings than any other television program in the history of broadcast medium television.
That is not accurate at all.
Prove it. Prove it.
I have
then
to ask.
Shut up.
Okay. I have to ask about your top 10 tips for success.
That's right. I know more about being successful than any other businessman in the history of business.
Okay, but haven't you declared bankruptcy a bunch of times?
Right. And now look at me. I'm still on television. And people are still listening to me talk about success. You can't get any more successful than that.
Well, you could have not gone bankrupt all those times.
I can be a failure, and people still listen to what I have to say.
Well, there is that.
Suckers.
There is that. Well, what kind of advice do you have to Kevin and Bean listeners who are maybe on their way to their dead-end jobs today, and they're thinking, there's got to be a better life for me. How can I be more like Donald Trump?
Well, it's easy. Just look at my top 10 list of success.
Well, this top 10 list is the most generic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wrong, sir.
Number one, never give up.
That's
really?
Right. Never give up.
Right. Like, that hasn't been said.
If you see a woman that you like and you want to pursue her, you just roofie her drink.
No, that's terrible advice.
Never give up.
This is for success in the business world, I believe.
Success anywhere.
Oh, Donald.
Successful in life.
Number two, be passionate.
That's right. If you love what you're doing, it will never seem like work. So if you roofie a girl and take her home,
what is wrong with you?
This is a disturbing trend, Donald.
It will not seem like work.
We can't talk about roofieing
a
girl.
That's how I met Melania.
That's fine, but that's not okay.
We can't stress enough how much that's bad advice, and we don't recommend it.
Be focused. Number three on the list.
Be focused.
That's right. Make sure you put your roofie in the right drink.
Donald, come on now.
Yeah, you don't want to roofie yourself by accident, I guess.
Keep your momentum.
That's right. Keep your momentum. If you're in your limo and you see a pedestrian on the street, do not stop.
That's not what that means
just
at all.
Roll over that person. Keep your momentum going. Do not let anyone get in the way of what you want to do.
It doesn't mean kill a pedestrian, Donald.
Why not?
Well, because that's murder.
Only if you get caught.
Okay. Number five, see yourself as victorious.
That's right. If you murder someone, don't get caught, and you will be victorious.
Be tenacious.
Keep digging until you find a hole big enough to put the body.
Be lucky.
don't have anyone rat you out.
Believe in yourself.
Think that you can murder people and roofie women and everyone will still watch your television show.
Ask yourself, what am I pretending not to see?
Why are the authorities outside of my hallway in my office right now?
And finally, look at the solution, not the problem.
That's right. If I looked at the problem, I would not be on the Kevin and Bean show.
That's true.
This is terrible advice you're giving our listeners.
I just never said it was otherwise.
Well, that's a good point.
How'd you like to be a big-time concert promoter? You can present Rise Against, along with the Gaslight Anthem, on September 29th at the Honda Center. All week long, we're giving you tickets to the show. And if you win the grand prize drawing that we'll do Friday, you might find your name on the marquee, on the ticket, get your own dressing room, get to meet the bands, bring Rise Against on stage.
Get to sing with them.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm not sure about the singing part, but...
No, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get all the details at KROQ.com. All right, let's say good morning to the Armenian comedian...
Hey.
Hey, Arm, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Are we calling him Arm now?
I don't have time for the longer name.
Sam, how was your weekend?
It was great, man. I did a show at Mary Callender's, and last night I was at Comedy Store. It's called the Ding Dong Show every Monday.
Right, but we want to focus, if you don't mind, on the Marie Callender's, because I've eaten at the Marie Callender's before, and it's just a restaurant. You don't expect the kind of high-quality entertainment that the Armenian comedian can provide.
Oh, yes, they do. They have a band. They have all kinds of entertainment. Every day, something going on in there.
Really?
Wow.
So they put me in one of the Saturday night's highlights, you know?
And they don't charge any extra for this. This is free for the patrons who happen to be there just enjoying a fine Marie Callender's meal, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then also, guess what? Because of last week I was talking about it, so many people that they knew me before Upper Hand and a lot of fans, they showed up.
No kidding.
Oh,
so there was
a
big crowd, huh?
Yeah. You remember Montez that he was doing producing with you guys? We went to Pasadena.
I think so.
He showed up too.
How about that?
Yeah.
So was it you and your band?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet? Well, was it just you at the Marie Callender's?
Yeah, it was just me and...
Were you singing and playing the recorder or just telling jokes?
No, I was playing recorder, I was playing tambourine, I was dancing Armenian Persians.
But by yourself, though?
Yeah.
It's like a variety show.
They were just having fun and everything.
Did they ask you back?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though, did they ask you back?
Oh, yes.
No, I'm serious.
Seriously.
So you, this is amazing. You went up in front of a bunch of people who were trying to eat dinner with their families, and you started telling jokes and singing and playing the recorder and dancing and playing the tambourine just by yourself in a restaurant at 6 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
No, 8 p.m.
8 o'clock. Okay, 8 o'clock Saturday night. That's what you were doing. And you feel like you were well-received?
I was so well received. I'm telling you, it was great. Even though the main thing was the owner was satisfied.
Yeah, you got to keep your bosses happy. Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
Armenian
not true,
too,
by the way.
Armenian from Persia.
Really? Now, Beer Mug, what happened to you on Saturday? Because you were thinking about going down and seeing Sam's show. What happened?
Yeah, I called the shift manager about 5 o'clock, and he had told me that the original guy who was playing, Sam, was going to be replaced. So I didn't make it down there. But if you're going to play again, I'm going to be down there with camera in hand.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you're excited about that.
That was underwhelming, but all right.
It was. I don't know why they would tell people that are calling that you're not going to be there, Sam. It sounds like you were a big hit. So when will you be at the Marie Callender's again?
Saturday.
Saturday night.
And then he has a bunch of restaurants. He's going to keep me busy every location that he sends me.
This is unbelievable. Is he paying you, Sam?
Oh, yes.
What? Really?
Yes.
What?
And guess what? The past Saturday that I was, it was like a trial, so I passed the test.
Have you already talked to him about this Saturday, or are you just taking for granted that you're invited back?
No, I'm going. Trust me.
No, I know you're going. I'm saying, have you heard? Did they say the words, we want you back on Saturday?
The owner told me.
He did.
Yes.
Huh. Okay, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, he brought in people. That's all they care about.
Yeah, he brought in people, exactly.
Yeah, and then also you can log on socalmusicnews.com. And I'm also interested for college graduate in the movie and the industry. I want some interns to go around to a reality show. You know what I mean?
You
no.
you want interns?
I don't know.
Yes.
To do what? What do you mean
to,
go around?
With the cameras.
Oh, to follow you around with cameras.
Yes.
I'd
I
film
want
you.
Colleges or anybody that can have camera that
right.
follows me, what I do, reality, you know.
Sure, so because Sam would be a great reality show.
KROQ.com, and I want to go all over. So I have also June 15th school charity show in Torrance.
Oh, they're going to
okay.
be so
we don't have
upset.
Time for, right. We don't have time for
Let me squeeze
this.
In a phone call, though. I'd like to talk to James, who was at the Marie Callender's on Saturday night. Hi, James.
Oh, this is great. Hey. One of your adoring fans.
Yes.
So, James, how was it?
Dude, it was awful.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome,
oh,
right?
Awful. Oh, my God.
You're saying it was awesome?
Yeah, right? He didn't go on until 11:30 because the game was on.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And so everybody that was there for the game, so the game ends and pretty much the bar clears out. So it's just my friends and I who went specifically to go see him.
Okay.
And he goes and he plays the recorder and the tambourine forever. and then he starts, telling his jokes and, dude.
Yeah, I know.
It was awesome, though, right? Aren't you so happy you saw it?
You know, at least he's surrounded by people that keep telling him he's great.
Yes, and I am proud to be one of them,
as,
by the way.
As we are, yes.
Is that true, Sam? You didn't go on until 11:30?
Yeah, because the game was like Lakers and all that. And
right.
Sure.
Did everybody leave except for James and his friends?
Pardon me?
Did everyone leave except for James and his friends?
No, everybody was stuck around.
Everyone stuck around.
I think this Jake character... He doesn't know about comedy.
That's what it is.
That's true.
That's
James. Yeah. James, you don't know anything about comedy.
No. I don't think so.
Just not.
Just not. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for the first person to count, though. We appreciate it. I would so be there if I could. If I knew the Armenian comedian was going to be doing a one-man show at a Marie Callender's, I would so be there.
Why don't you throw me a show for me so you can all see what I
do? You don't need us. You made it on your own, Sam. You don't need us. We're riding your coattails at this point.
No.
We've been supporting you. We need you
to
start.
Do a breakfast show.
We will do a breakfast show at some point in the future.
You know, Alpine Village is the great spot.
Okay.
Because
okay.
a lot of free parking.
All right.
All right. We got to go for now, Sam. But listen, this Saturday night you're going to be back at the Marie Callender's in Glendale. Do you know what time you're going on? There's no game, right?
8 p.m. I hope there's no Lakers game.
Well, there won't be a Lakers game. That I can guarantee you, my friend.
Yeah. So you want me to tell you a joke before you guys?
Sure. We got time for one more. I got screamed at last week for not letting you tell a joke. So go ahead.
Yeah. Two cheap Armenian friends. They were walking on the sidewalk. They end up looking at the bar. And they were asking, you want to go in? One of the guys says, sure. Are you paying? The other guy says, no, I thought you were paying. No, I don't have any money on me. So they all end up going home.
There it is.
Now, Sam, I just want to ask one question. That is a joke to you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm satisfied.
All right.
God bless you, Sam. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, God bless you guys. Keep on trunking.
We will keep on
much.
Trunking.
Absolutely.
We'll do our
you
best.
Keep on trunking also. Bye-bye, Sam.
So they were outside the bar, and they wanted to go in, but neither of them had money, so they went home.
Right. Because they're cheap.
See? They're two cheap Armenians, and they wanted to... They thought you were paying. I thought you were paying.
Then they went home.
And they went home.
I wish I'd have been there at the... Marie Callender's. It sounds so awesome.
You wouldn't have gone.
I would have loved it.
Doesn't
no,
sound awesome?
Stop it. You had a you lot would've... of time to see Sam when you lived here locally, when he was around, and you never went.
You guys are
Yeah, exactly, Sam. You tell
wow.
him.
Ralph is here. It is time for the Showbiz Beat. Bill Simmons talks basketball from ESPN and Grantland.com coming up after the top of the hour. First, though, what's going on in the world of Hollywood?
No.
Nope.
That,
sorry.
That piece of audio I asked for you... 15 minutes ago is not ready. It's okay. Not ready to go.
The Sam drop was interrupting that, so.
The Sam drop?
Yeah, the Sam drop we just played.
Did we play a sand drop?
Yeah, you yeah. got.
You oh, got oh, oh! You guys are S. Yeah. Oh, I got you.
So now,
okay, if you want to point to me again, we're ready.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's a question.
Wrong one.
All right.
Sorry. Never mind.
We got a winner.
What's I don't ask right you. To, I don't ask you to work with me, but you don't have to work against me. You. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth panties.
Oh, don't.
What's
tell
the update?
Me.
There's no. a there's a winner. We have a winner yes. on the auction.
We got a winner.
That would have been useful Nelly. Like four drops ago to have that.
That was starting at $5,000.
Yes.
$5,000.
Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth's panties, her old dirty undies. We're up for auction on eBay by the estate of the late Baron Joseph de Bisci de Baroni.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have any idea what the final bid was?
I want to remind our listeners.
The lucky buyer?
Who may have missed this story. These are panties that were left on a plane on a royal trip to Chile in 1968.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I can't imagine how much they went for. I mean, I know there are a lot of people who collect royal memorabilia.
Sure,
but
especially royal panties.
I don't even
this
have
is when
a...
she was young and hot, too, in 1968, man.
Yeah, she was only like 60 then.
These are good panties. These are hot panties.
I'll say,
hot queen panties.
I'll say $25,000 just,
oh,
to,
you're
get
high.
The, just
you're
to get
nuts.
The meeting started.
You're nuts.
Too much?
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh, how much?
I'd say starting bid of $4,999.
That was the starting
they
bid.
They went for that.
No, they didn't. They didn't go for that. $18,000.
That's still a tremendous
wow.
amount of money.
$18,000 for Queen Elizabeth's old and dirty undies.
And what kind of person would buy her old undies?
Oh!
No.
Yeah.
No, not from 1968,
yeah.
Ralph.
Someone
Come
who's
on.
Got a corgi and needs a pull toy? Yeah. So some panty enthusiast or some Queen Elizabeth II enthusiast now is a proud owner of $18,000 panties. Took me a lot of work to get that story, but I hope
wow.
you all enjoyed it because we're out of time, folks. Today's celebrity birthday, singer
really?
Marcy.
It's
the top of the hour. What do you want from me?
Seems like that story took
We got a winner!
Celebrity birthdays. Morrissey's 53 years old today. Bassist Dan Roberts of Crash Test Dummies turns 45 years old. Naomi Campbell, the model, is 42 years old. Jennifer Goodwin, Once Upon a Time, she is 34 years old.
I'm getting some complaints for not belling Naomi Campbell. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, I think she's
I think
belling.
She's belling.
Yeah, I didn't even realize we weren't belling her. I think you got to bell her. Jennifer Goodwin from Once Upon a Time and from Big Love is 34 years old today. And Maggie Q, speaking of bells, she's 33 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hoping to connect with our friend Bill Simmons to talk some basketball here in a minute, so we may break in with that. In the meantime, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. This is a great story. We talked about very early in the show yesterday, but if you missed it, the topic came up, and we're going to want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about you texted someone by accident, or you received a text from somebody that wasn't meant for you. That has a lot of potential to be embarrassing, right, Kevin?
Oh, of course.
Happens yeah. all the time.
People taking pictures of their junk and sending it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny you should say that because my favorite new show, Girls on HBO, a couple of weeks ago had that exact same scenario where a girl received a penis photo from her boyfriend. She calls him her boyfriend, although they've never been out of his apartment. She's never even seen him with his shirt on, by the way.
He's never invited her to her apartment. She just shows up.
She just shows up to have sex, right? Yeah. So he sends her a penis photo, and then she doesn't know what to think about that as she's looking at her phone and showing her roommates. And then immediately after that, another text comes that says, sorry, that wasn't for you.
That doesn't seem good.
So that's Exhibit A on surprise texts, texts that were meant for somebody else. Here's the story that everybody is talking about that I love so much about Candace, a 31-year-old New Yorker who recently met a lawyer at a bar and agreed to go out on a date. Now, they went out to see – they had dinner, and then they went out to see the Avengers. So here's the text conversation that happened after he dropped her off. I really had a good time with you. I want to get to know you better. I like you, he says. She writes back, thanks for the movie night. Get some sleep for the big case tomorrow. He writes back, you're welcome. Thank you. Get some rest. Now, generally, isn't that about where it ends after a date?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And then you wait a day, maybe a couple, and then you write and say, hey, let's get together again, right? Well, he wrote back a couple of hours later and said, do you want us to get to know each other? I don't want to waste my time.
What?
So far, by the way, he's a jackass, and these are the messages that are intended for the girl that he's a jackass. Wait till it goes wrong.
I don't want to waste my time.
What does that mean?
Meaning, I don't, you know, do you want to get to know me or not? I don't want to waste my time pursuing you if you're not interested, I think is what he means.
Oh, my gosh.
That would make me start drinking, didn't he?
That would make me not interested if I got that text.
Absolutely.
Candace writes back, sorry, I don't think we really have a connection. Tonight was fun, though. Thanks.
Okay.
Very reasonable adult response, I think.
So far, so good.
He writes back, no problem at all. I don't know how you could know this after a first date. I don't know if we're a match either, but I wanted to get to know you, but no problem. A few minutes later. And by the way, I think it's your loss. I'm an amazing guy and would have done anything for you.
Oh, dear God.
This guy is loser.
Well, he is a New York lawyer. Not to stereotype, but say no more. Okay, here's where we get into our topic. So he's done with her. He has written her off. Hey, your loss. I'm amazing. You suck.
Right.
I'm done with you, right? You would think this is the last he'll ever text her until he accidentally texts her when he thinks he is texting a friend also in his phone.
Oh.
Here's the message that instead she received. Hey, buddy. Sorry I missed your calls. I'm just finishing up in court, rushing to my office for a 2:30 meeting. I saw the Avengers with her yesterday. She's okay. She's cute, but not hot. I have dated much hotter girls. She's a 5.5 out of 10. Just average. I wanted to get to know her more, but she sent me a message saying she didn't think there was a connection. Can you believe that? I was even super nice to her. She's lucky that I went on a date with her.
Whoa.
Here's my favorite part. Average chicks are the ones that always act like they're God's gift. Anyway, I'm going out with Nancy tonight, about to jump on the subway. Talk to you later, bro. All right, so he sends that the next day at 1:53 p.m. At 3:09 p.m., I guess he looks at his phone, wondering why he hasn't heard back from his buddy, and he realizes, oh, my God, I accidentally sent that text message to Candace, the date from last night.
Who's a 5.5 and lucky to be dating him and all that BS.
So here's his follow-up to her. Hey, Candace, I'm very sorry. I just saw this. I meant to send this to a friend, but I mistakenly sent it to you. It's not about you at all. It is not about you. It is about someone else. I hope you are doing well.
Somebody else that I saw the Avengers with on the exact same night?
How awesome is that?
What a jackass.
I hate him so much.
You hated him before he started trash-talking her, you know, the girl to his friend. And by the way, what's this whole, she's, you know, I was super nice to her, she's lucky that I went on a date with her, average chicks are the ones that always act like they're God's gift. That's another conversation for another day, perhaps.
That's, this guy is a jackass
this
from the word go.
This guy's ego is so fragile, he couldn't take that she just didn't find a connection.
I guess not, but I just love the fact that he sent that message to his friend, or thought he did, and accidentally sent it to Candace instead. So that,
what you do is you just be quiet.
Just be quiet.
You don't say anything. You don't say anything.
That wasn't about you.
You don't say anything. Just let it go.
Wow.
So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, before we go to Tammy, and please hang on, has this ever happened to any of us? I don't think it's happened to me.
I don't.
Has it happened
think
to you, Lisa?
So.
Or Kevin?
No, I have.
Kevin doesn't even know who he's texting.
I don't know who I'm texting. That's true.
I do have a girlfriend that was sending topless photos to her boyfriend and accidentally sent them to a work colleague instead.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
To a work.
How'd that go?
Someone that she'd never met before, but had been dealing with on the phone and online. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. A little awkward.
A little awkward. Had to explain what was going on.
Did he call back and go, let's get into business right
like,
now.
What do you want?
Let's do it. Let's get together.
I think Tammy can relate to your friend. She joins us on line one, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Texts that went to the wrong phone. Hi, Tammy. Thanks for calling. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, guys. I sent a naked picture of myself to my mother. It was intended for my boyfriend, and he's sitting right next to me, and I couldn't figure out why it hadn't gone, so I sent it again to my mother.
How? So you said not once, but twice.
Oh, God, yes. I about died. I sent her a text message. I'm so sorry, Mom. That was not meant for you. And she texts me back and says, what wasn't meant for me? Oh, thank you, God. It didn't go through.
No.
Oh, really? You're so lucky.
Oh, my
considering
God.
Considering you sent it twice.
That's no, amazing.
Wow, you're lucky.
I'm very lucky.
This isn't meant to be a pervy question at all, but I'm serious. How naked a photo was it? In other words, was it just a tasteful topless shot, or was it something that was meant to be like super sexual for your boyfriend?
super sexual for my boyfriend.
Okay. You got really, really lucky then. Wow.
Oh,
that's
awesome. I did. Oh, my God.
Did you ever check her phone? I mean, maybe she just didn't see it or something? I would have gone right to the phone and tried to erase it.
I actually talked to my sister, and I told her what I did. She goes, oh, don't worry. Mom's not been able to get our text messages. She can only get email photos.
Sweet.
I said, oh, my God. Thank God.
That's such good news. Wow. All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate
that. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye
you
now.
Too. Let's do one more real quick before the break. This is going to be Dan. He's on line 4, 1-800-520-1067. Dan, thanks for calling. Text that went to the wrong phone. Go.
I sent a text to my ex-girlfriend saying how she was mentally unstable. And I had to, like, stabilize the situation. I meant to send it to my current girlfriend.
Oh, wow. So you sent it to your ex-girlfriend. Well, that doesn't do a tremendous amount of damage since she was your ex-girlfriend.
No, but right? I mean, we were still kind of friendly. It was in college.
Mm.
And I just had to, then I further had to stabilize the situation.
Yeah, of course. Because she was already unbalanced, and you made it worse. All right, Dan. Great call. Thanks so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take your calls coming up next right after this.
Hey, Candace, I'm very sorry. I just saw this. I meant to send this to a friend, but I mistakenly sent it to you. It's not about you at all. It's not about you. It's about someone else that I went to see the Avengers with last night and complained that she was lucky to go out with me and she was only a 5. Talking about this awesome story about this New York lawyer who accidentally texted. He thought he was writing to his friend about a date he'd been on where the girl didn't want to see him anymore, but he accidentally sent it to the girl. So
sweet.
That's what we're talking about here at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Robert. And he's on line 6, eight, and joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Text that went to the wrong phone. Robert, welcome.
Hello, how are you guys?
Very good, thanks.
Well, I was actually the recipient of an ill-fated text. My ex-wife called me, texted me, and she thought she was texting her lover at the time.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
So she wasn't your ex at the time?
Yeah, and she was actually working with somebody with the name same as mine. So she had that on her phone. They were, you know, kind of always talking on the phone. I never questioned it because they were colleagues.
Right.
And she texted me. She said, okay, he's gone. Give me about half an hour. I want to make sure he's on the freeway.
Oh, my God. What did you do? Did you just call her right up?
I happened to be at a gas station at the time, so I texted back. And I said, okay, should I bring anything? And she said, no, I've got everything we need here. And I thought that was weird. So wait.
So you didn't know that what she was talking about yet?
Yeah, because they used to carpool at the same time. So I'm like, okay, well, what's going on? So I started texting, and I sent a sexual text to see what she'd, you know, say back, and she responded to it. So that's when I knew something was going on. I ended up just kind of leaving it at that. I was actually heading back home, and then she called me. She realized she sent a text.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I'm surprised when you started texting her back that she didn't notice they were from you.
She just did. I don't know what her issue was.
Same name, maybe.
Did you guys break up over this affair?
That's exactly right. She finally confessed to her when I got there, and she even had to call. The guy said, don't come. He knows.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And that was actually at the same time as when I first had joined Facebook, and I was so pissed off about it that I ended up, I had an iPhone at the time. And I ended up posting the pictures of the text on Facebook.
Well, you did the right thing.
You did the right thing, absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that.
Thank you,
wow.
Robert.
That's a bad deal right there. Let's try Claire. She's got a cheating story, too. She's on line 5, taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Claire.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Well, I got home, and my roommate's on the floor bawling because her boyfriend cheated on her, and I was supposed to go out. So I go to text my friends, hey, guys, I can't go out tonight. My roommate's boyfriend cheated on her again, and I have to stay with her, even though she'll probably get back with him. Well, I texted it to my roommate instead of my friends that I was supposed to go out with, and she had no idea that he had cheated on her before this.
Oh! So while the girl's in a ball on the floor, you texted her.
I'm such a horrible person.
You made it worse for her instead of helping her in her hour of need.
That's not horrible.
Did get back together.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's so funny, Claire. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Allison. Allison is on line 1, 1-800-520-1067. This is tremendous. This is fun.
Because we thought there would be like one-off stuff that was just sort of harmless, but these are good.
Yeah.
This is getting good. Allison, hi.
Hi.
What happened?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
So my best friend ruined my boyfriend's proposal to me.
a surprise. She
Your was, best friend ruined the proposal?
Yeah. She had texted her boyfriend telling him that my boyfriend was going to propose to me tonight, get excited, and she sent it to me instead.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
How excited and also disappointed were you at the same time?
Oh, I had to fake it so hard.
Did you fake it? Did you fake it and go, oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, and he, to this day, nobody knows except for the two of us. Well, now everybody
Well, now other people know.
How long have you guys been married now?
We are getting married in August.
Oh, and you did not tell him that you knew he was going to propose thanks to your friend?
No.
Wow.
How about that? Wow.
Because it would have totally broken his heart.
Oh, yeah.
Nervous.
No, you did the right thing. That was very, very kind of you. Although you did not do the right thing by calling us today and putting it on the radio. This is a terrible thing you're now doing.
This is the wrong thing, but that was okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Allison. Let's try Paul next. Paul is the one who was the bad texter in this case. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey. Yeah, so I'm finishing up at work, trying to do what I'm doing, and I send a few rather graphic text messages to this girl I know.
Just like, wait till I get home, what I'm going to do to you, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good.
And it turns out it was to my shop foreman.
To your boss.
To my boss, to which he responds, come see me.
How was it spelled?
Because he thinks you're hot.
Exactly. Exactly.
He was beet red. I walked into the office. He yelled, hey, big boy.
Sweet. She played along with it. I like it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to James, who made a mistake. Hey, James.
Sorry.
Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hi,
thank
James.
You.
Not much. Yeah, so I was dating this girl for about 8 years and was messing around for about a year and a half. Well, I was supposed to send a text to the mistress, and I ended up sending it to the girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yep. So she called me on it. She called me on it and everything because I was trying to get the old girl to come for lunch. And basically, she calls me up and was like, what's all this about?
Yeah, she did the right thing.
No.
She dumped your ass?
No. We argued for a good, I don't know, couple weeks. And
good.
And then that's it. No more.
Thank you, James. How did James get one girl, much less two, by the way?
That's a good question.
One more. Matt Money Smith from the Petros and Money Show. He's on the Super Secret Live.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, hi, Matt.
So I go to Vegas with a group of guys that I don't really know that well, and we're there for the weekend. And all of a sudden, in the pool, I hear this one guy in the group start screaming, no. He had sent a text that read, had a great time last night, would love to see you at the pool today.
Mm.
The reply he got back was, I wasn't with you last night, and unless you're sending me a plane ticket, I don't know how I'm going to see you in Vegas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it only gets better. So this is a girl he meets in Vegas, I guess hooks up with her at the club, sends the text to his wife. This other guy that's in this group goes, don't worry, brother, I got you covered, I'll take care of this. Calls the wife and says, hey, this is my bad, I forgot my phone. So I gave the girl your husband's phone number, and I screwed this, and all of a sudden he stopped speaking. And the guy said, what's going on? And he hangs up the phone, and he says, dude, your wife is really pissed. Absolutely. They end up getting a divorce. I mean, it was. And all I did was, and I didn't know these people. And I'm watching this whole thing unfold, saying, oh, good God.
Yes. What a disaster.
That's amazing.
There's got to be a way you can call back a text. There's got to be a way you can delete it from somebody else's phone.
I wish.
Brother, don't worry. I got this.
I got it covered.
I'm gonna work it all out for you, man. It's going to be great.
That guy never works it out, by the way. Just for the record.
No, never.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Talk to you later.
Bye. Here's a quick P.S. to the story we were just talking about. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I had a party at my house a few years back. I found a phone someone left the next morning. While snooping through it, I found pictures of the owner's penis and videos of him getting it on. I decided to do the right thing and return the phone. To do so, I sent the pictures and the video and an address where to pick up the phone to the contacts labeled Mom and Dad in his phone. I hope he got it back.
Oh, very nice.
Says Robbie. Hey, Bill Simmons. ESPN.
Yes.
Grantland, sports guy. How are you, my friend?
I'm a half hour late. I was celebrating the end of the Lakers season last night.
Oh, how are you going to come on us like that? Come on, Bill.
What a great night last night.
Were you celebrating the Clippers end the night before?
Well, the Clippers season ended the moment that they moved into round two to play the Spurs. So we had four games to prepare for that one. But the Lakers, I mean, they were right there on Saturday night. And
yeah.
I think if they had won that game, at least it goes seven, and then you never know. But, man,
right.
They really blew it down the stretch there. That was it.
What happens, and gosh, we have so much we'd love to talk about. We have limited time. But what happens in the offseason this year, Bill? If you're running the Lakers, how do you adjust?
Well, if I'm running the Lakers, that means I'm Jim Buss. So that means I don't know what I'm capable of. But it seems like Gasol would be gone, and I think he'd probably be happy to go. I think when you get traded and then the trade gets rescinded and then you have to awkwardly spend the next 5 months on that team, it's probably not the most ideal situation.
You don't think you kind of ever get over it?
I wouldn't. I would take.
But we would have forgotten all about that if they would have continued to win, though.
If ESPN traded me and then the trade fell through, I would definitely go in the tank. I'm just telling them that. They better not trade me. But I think after what happened with Bynum yesterday and just how strangely he acted throughout the playoffs,
yeah,
I'm not totally sure I'd want to build around that guy. And I still feel like there's something there with Dwight Howard, because Dwight Howard's definitely getting traded. And Bynum is the best possible trade chip for him.
Right.
And I would just be – I'd be very surprised if that didn't heat up over the next couple weeks.
What about all of the games where Kobe scores a lot of points and has zero assists? Is that the future of this team going forward, or are they going to have to figure out a way to revisit that and spread it around a little bit like teams like the Spurs do?
I think that's been the past of this team, too, not just the present and the future, right? It's just the way it is. I mean, they've catered to that kind of style of play for a long time, and they were able to get two titles out of it. I think the difference over these next couple years is going to be that he's just not the same player anymore. He was pretty good last night.
By the way, I got to say, if you don't mind my being the only Laker fan here talking, is that Kobe, when other people are scoring, is fine passing them the ball. But when they're not, what are you supposed to do?
Well, and that gets to the whole question of, you know, he's on your side when you're doing well, and when you're not, he checks out a little bit. And Gasol took such heat for giving up, you know, a pretty easy 14-footer in the fourth quarter of Game 4, which led to the turnover, which led to the big three.
Right.
But, you know, he hadn't taken a shot the whole fourth quarter, and he was basically just running around setting picks for everybody. And I think when you're in that mindset, it's tough to just say, oh, now I'll shoot. And I think that's the biggest struggle of playing with Kobe, is when you're playing with somebody who's going to take, what did he take yesterday, like 32 shots or something? Like, it's just tough to get involved. You're just basically running up and down the court watching them.
Bill, who do you like from the East and who do you like from the West to meet in the finals?
The East is really interesting. You know, obviously I'm a huge Celtics fan. The Celtics are so banged up right now that if they made the finals, it would be miraculous. But Miami is playing 2-on-5, and it worked on Sunday, but I'm a little dubious that 2-on-5 could work to get somebody in the finals.
Totally.
I actually think the Celtics can make it. I think the Spurs are going to just kill everybody. I was so impressed by them in those two Clippers.
They look good.
Yeah, it might be the best Spurs team we've had.
Am I the only person that you've ever heard of that hates Tim Duncan because he's so unbelievably boring?
Really?
Yes. It drives me crazy because anybody else in the NBA that has the ability, Blake Griffin or any of these other guys, try to get the crowd going, try to get the energy up, you showboat a little bit to
but
get
you don't
things.
Have to be flashy to be great, though.
Right, but he's so unbelievably boring. Oh, my God, it makes me want to fall asleep when I see him.
I saw him 3 months ago. They played the Clippers, and it really looked like he was, you know, nearing the end of his career. And for whatever reason, he's been rejuvenated. We've seen this a lot this year. The season started so abruptly. The old guys took, you know, 2-3 months to get going. KD was the same way in the Celtics and now have kind of rounded in shape. I think they're the best team. I'd be really surprised if anybody touched them this year.
This is Bill Simmons on the phone with us here on the Kevin DeMeade Show, editor-in-chief from Grantland.com. We are going to be talking about the 30 on 30 return in a moment. But first, before we move on, I know you are also a Kings fan. How unlikely has this, hey, let's be hotter than we've ever been in our whole history been? This has been amazing this last 2 months, right?
Yeah, I am a Kings season ticket holder. I've managed to remain a Bruins fan, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, F you.
Yeah, I'm from Boston. What do you want? But my daughter has really gotten into it. So I have a special attachment to the Kings because it's her first favorite team.
Have you seen the local coverage of the Kings? I put up a post today at krock.com, kevinandbean.com, and it's basically they keep using like the Sacramento Kings logo. I mean, really, it takes 30.
And showing the Kings mascot from Sacramento. They don't know the difference between the two.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absurd. I don't know if you've seen it, but here's Chuck Henry from Channel 4 apologizing.
Clear and simple, we goofed yesterday on our story about the Kings, the Lakers, and the Clippers. The wrong logo for the L.A. Kings appeared over my shoulder.
Yeah, they put up the Sacramento Kings logo. Wow.
That's just sad, right, for a team that's been around for 40 years?
Yeah, you know, the thing that I've been stunned by, I didn't know that much about the Kings until I started going to the games this year. Not a lot of great memories for the fans.
That's correct. Like, it's been rough.
Yeah, I hadn't realized. I hadn't even made the second round until, since 2001. But I thought it was funny that this year, which is the best year they've had since 1993, the famous Gretzky year, they get swallowed up by this Lakers-Clippers thing.
Yep, right.
And, both of whom lost.
Yeah, but, both of those teams made the second round. They have the Kings finally get to play in the, they get these two home games in the conference finals. They have a chance to make the cup finals, and they just get swallowed up by this whole six games in 4 days thing. And
yep.
They haven't really had the spotlight. You guys know how bandwagon-y L.A. is.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people really would have jumped on that bandwagon, but everybody was so distracted by the Lakers and Clippers. It's kind of stayed confined.
Well, tonight is game five. Tonight
they still
can.
Yeah,
they'll win. I think they're better than the Coyotes. And, the game four, it was a weird, you had that bike race. You had fans get in there at like 9 o'clock. There was a weird energy in the building. People had kind of been there for too long. And as soon as the Coyotes scored one goal, the crowd kind of died.
Your Grantland, as we've talked about on the show before, Bill, is one of my very favorite sites, and you've expanded to so much more beyond sports, but your sports coverage is unparalleled. The article that one of your contributors wrote about the curse of the Marty McSorley stick and maybe why there hasn't been a Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup in 20 years was amazing, fantastic.
Thanks.
And let's hope again, this year it doesn't look like there's going to be a Canadian team winning it either. Let's talk about
I think they're the best team. I really think that, I went to 20 regular season games. I have no idea why they jumped the level, but the way they're playing, just compared to the way everybody else is playing, I think they have the best team. I think they can win.
I agree, but I'm afraid to say that because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's talk briefly before we go here, because we were very excited when we saw the announcement last week that your much acclaimed and much awarded 30 on 30 series for ESPN is coming back. Now, will all of these – how's this going to work in terms of the new series? Are they all going to be on TV, all going to be on the website, all going to be both? What's the deal here?
Yeah, we blew it out. We're making a little more multimedia this time around, so we're actually – so we're calling the actual series 30 for 30 Volume 2. So that's going to start on television this fall. And we have like 6 or 7 that are pretty close to being done. So that'll be the same kind of way that we did it the last time. And then on top of that, we're launching 30 shorts, which will be online films that will each one will premiere on Grantland. We premiered the first one last week, which is about Pete Rose.
Oh, it's so good. Is it sad? Is that the right emotion that I feel sad that Pete Rose shows up at a memorabilia store 20 days a month to sign his name as an autograph and sell it? Is that a sad way to make a living?
You left out in a shopping center.
Vegas, right.
In Las Vegas, yeah. I mean, he's hit rock bottom, and I think one of the reasons that appealed to us is the first one was this is somebody that, we're in relatively the same age range. This is the biggest baseball player from my childhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the all-time hits leader and one of the defining athletes of the 70s. And this is a guy who's now working in a shopping center in Las Vegas.
That's rough.
I think it gives us the short films give us a chance to kind of hit some stories and work with some different filmmakers who might not have time to do an hour, but they have time to do 8 minutes. And also, like, some documentaries aren't worth it for an hour, but Pete Rose is somebody you want to spend 8 minutes with. I don't think you want to spend 60 with them.
I will tell you, though, the saddest thing, and I can't encourage our listeners enough to go to Grantland.com and check out this Pete Rose film. It is so, so well done. But the saddest thing for me is the guys that he hires that are wearing Reds uniforms in the shopping center trying to beg people to come in to get an autograph.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
That is that's the worst.
It's tough. And, you know, maybe we'll do a short film about what happened last weekend. The six games in 4 days is pretty cool. I'm actually writing a column about it right now that's going to go up later today. And I feel like I'm always going to remember that. Like,
really?
Six
games.
Well,
it's the first time it
games.
Ever happened anywhere in the history of professional sports, right?
And will probably not happen again because you need all three teams involved, and you also need the seedings to work so that they're just home at the same time.
Right,
you
know, like right.
If any of those teams had home court or home ice advantage, it wouldn't have worked out that way.
Right.
And it was a total fluke. And you also need to have two NBA teams in the same city, so it could only happen here.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was really cool. I liked it.
You can follow Bill on Twitter at SportsGuy33. The website is grantland.com. Bill, we love you, man. Thanks for carving out some time for us
today. Thanks for having me, fellas. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Oh, tragic, tragic news. This just off the wire. Snooki will not be living in the Jersey Shore house for season 6.
Yeah! No! Because she's pregnant and needs special attention?
She is pregnant and needs special attention, and so she will be having her own separate shore house near the Jersey Shore house.
Where they don't have any fun?
Where she won't be surrounded by booze and loud roommates and people in the schmush room giving each other STDs.
Yeah. It'll just be her throwing up?
Yeah, it's just going to be her eating pickles, watching her stories. She's... I'm trying to figure out the math. She announced she was pregnant in February when she was 3 months along. So February, March, April, May, June. That's 4 months. So she's like 7 months pregnant.
It's going to be a hot show.
So they're going to be filming, and she's going to be in the throes of crowning, basically. That's what we're going to get. That should be entertaining television.
Is she still with the boyfriend that knocked her out?
Gianni, apparently she is. That's by all accounts.
Okay. So we got, shut up, Snooki.
So we got a ready-to-drop Snooki and a sober situation.
Wow.
Who just got out of rehab. So this is going to be the best season ever.
Really looking forward to some fireworks
Jersey
in this one.
Shore fans, take heart. It's going to be good stuff. Hannah Montana was showing off her saggy boobs and legs at the Billboard Music Awards this past
weekend.
They're
quite saggy, aren't they?
For 19, it's ridiculous.
It really is unbelievable.
She's 19.
Gravity has not been good to her.
And she's got two golf balls in a pair of dress socks hanging off her chest. And then on top of it, she wears a low-cut blazer with no bra and no shirt on so everyone can see her flapjacks.
Yeah.
I'm like, sweetheart, I don't care. I mean, we all have our own issues with our bodies. Whatever the Lord gave us, we have to deal with. But you dress accordingly.
You don't highlight the bad.
You highlight
the
good stuff, right. And you downplay the bad stuff. So you put on a bra or a shirt or something. The legs look great. That was from the bottom down, from the waist down, it was an excellent idea.
Although she might trip over her boobs.
But she might have. I saw them dangling out the bottom of her blazer.
That's really unbelievable for 19.
It was just a bad choice, too. Someone should have stepped in.
It is weird to show up wearing no shirt and no pants. And just wearing
a
jacket.
Blazer. Well, she's trying to be sexy and adult and... At 19 now, she's just setting the world on fire.
That's fine, but she doesn't have to highlight the sag.
Well, I thought it was interesting that she's now talking about sex, too. She is giving you tips on how to parent your children regarding sex.
Great.
Nothing better than a 19-year-old telling you how to raise your kids. Here we go. This is her quote. This is from a recent interview she gave. It's the only way we create, she said, of sex. And it's the only way... The world keeps going. Thank you, Miley.
Wow.
So it's ignorant not to talk to your kids about it, or not to make it seem as magical or cool as it actually is. Kids have a TV, so they know what sex is. So educate them and let them know it's a beautiful thing, and it's magic. And it's when you connect with somebody. So there you go.
That'll solve everything.
That's how you tell your kids about sex.
I thought it was pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. And it's magic. And it's how you connect with someone.
Obviously.
And you connect with a lot of people if you wear a blazer and no pants and show off your saggy boobs. She was connecting a lot in Vegas.
Too
apparently.
Much.
And while we're talking about behavior in Vegas, did you see the film
of Whitney Houston's kid, Billy Ray Houston. what's her name? Bobby Christina. Bobby Christina Houston Brown. Gambling at the MGM Grand.
Did not see that.
Sitting there hitting the slots with her boyfriend.
How old is she?
She's 19.
That seems illegal.
It's very illegal. It's very much so illegal.
Fake ID. Come on.
She's Bobby Christina Brown.
Everybody knows how old she is.
Who she is.
I know.
She was traveling with the Houston entourage with her 22-year-old boyfriend, so he's legal, but she's sitting down there hitting the slots. She's 19. She should be in jail. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Hmm.
I'm going to get
a
posse.
Harsh.
I'm getting a posse together. Who's with me?
Because you didn't do anything that you weren't supposed to before you were 21.
We head out at dawn.
Jail.
Right. Posse. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs, DVDs, and TV shows on DVD available today. Born and Raised by John Mayer. That's a new CD he's got out today.
Now, I'm surprised by that because isn't his deal that he's essentially retired because he can't sing? He honked up his vocal cords. He had all sorts of surgery.
You're asking me for a John Mayer deep background check.
Well, it hasn't been in the news.
None of us know anything about that.
I don't follow him. I don't know anything about that. But if you say so, I believe you. Maybe this is...
Then it is odd.
The last tracks he recorded before it was all over.
Before he wasn't able to speak anymore.
Yeah. Vows by Kimbra, another CD also available today. What's going on with Kimbra, Bean? You got any deep background for Kimbra?
She's just hot.
Open the Kimbra dossier. What do you got?
I'm with you. I admire her very much.
I think she's very attractive.
Yeah, she's adorable.
A Joyful Noise by Gossip. What do you got on Gossip? Give me the update.
I love them. Okay. They got the fat lesbian lead singer, and they're a tremendous dance band. I'm a big fan. I look forward to buying that.
There we go. DVDs, movies out on DVD today. Red Tails with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Bryan
Cranston.
That's
Indian porn, right?
No, sir. That is about African-American World War II pilots.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This Means War with Tom Hardy and Reese Witherspoon. The Woman in Black, Daniel Radcliffe, stars in that film. An American Warship with Mario Van Peebles and Carl Weathers about aliens attacking in the U.S. Navy having to stand up and defend our planet.
Wait a minute.
No connection to Battleship.
That was Battleship.
No, no.
I saw it.
This was American Warship. It's very different.
American Warship.
You sunk my American Warship. Somebody says in the middle of it. It's horrible. Today's celebrity birthday is Maggie Q is 33 years old. Jennifer Goodwin celebrates her 34th birthday. Naomi Campbell's 42. Morrissey is 53 years old today. And bassist Dan Roberts of Crash Test Dummies celebrates his 45th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Are you a superstitious hockey fan, Ralph? Do you think the fans have some impact in what the team does?
I'm horribly superstitious in all sports.
Are you? Because Kevin is just mouthing off all day long today about how the Kings can't lose tonight, and then they're just whoever they play in the cup.
So you're taunting the hockey gods, in my opinion.
This is Bean's comedy.
That's what I thought, too. I keep telling him to hold back. Like, why would you say something like that?
See, because Bean's saying that, because I would never, ever say that.
He says they've got five more games to play, maximum. They win tonight, and then they sweep the cup, and then it's all done.
Man, that is, you're begging for trouble.
He sure didn't say that, I'll tell you that.
You're begging for a...
That Kevin knows better than that.
For a blown Jonathan Quick ACL or something by saying
that.
How
dare you? I don't know why a guy would screw with it when it's going so good the way it is, but that's how Kevin rolls, so what are you going to do?
Tempting fate.
Yep, that's what I think too. I agree. 9:39, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Tragic news for TV fans.
What?
This just shocked me. I hadn't heard until just now. Someone just handed this to me.
Us with it. What is it?
Eugene Polly's dead.
No.
Yeah.
Who's that?
You liar!
Eugene Polly.
Who's Eugene Polly?
Nothing. Just invented the remote control. Just invented the television remote control. That's all he did.
Wow.
You know what? He was able to leave your fat, lazy ass on the couch and change your channel. That's what he made possible.
He's the reason Americans are all fat.
That's right. There was a time you had to get up, walk across the room, put your hand on the dial and flip the dial watching the channels go by, and then you'd find one you like, and then you'd have to walk all the way back to the side of the room and sit down and watch television.
That's why people had kids. Until you change the channel.
The first TV remote control.
By the way, I think Americans are too fat and lazy to even use the remote control based on how lead-ins work on television. Terrible shows that do well because they're on after good shows.
Yeah.
Seems like people are still not even using the remote.
He originally developed the remote control as part of radar work that he was doing for the U.S. Defense Department during World War II.
Huh.
In 55, he created a pistol-shaped remote control while working for Zenith Television.
What a dork.
No, it was like, pew, 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 pew. Like my laser gun. He created a revolution in viewing. Created the phenomenon known as channel surfing, did Eugene Polly. Dead at the age of 96.
That does not make him a dork, by the way. I think that's a phenomenal accomplishment.
But he made it as a gun.
No, we were saying it was shaped like a pistol.
It was
the first
like
one.
A pistol. Somewhere. That's a dork.
He would shoot his little radar laser gun at his TV. Waiting for Star
that
Trek.
Guy. What,
for Star
what would you need him for?
Yeah, so 96, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah.
I wonder if he got any cash out of it, though. I'm sure Zenith or whoever.
Somebody ripped him off.
He was working with took all the money and all the credit.
He probably got a salary. Yeah. Whatever he was making, $45 a week he was making back then. That's what he got.
We got horked. Working man. Working man always gets horked. Mandy Moore, while we're talking about nerds, geeks, and dweebs, she is a nice wife. Her husband, Ryan Adams, is a huge Tron fan.
Right.
So her agent caught wind of the new animated Tron TV series that was being worked, and she auditioned for it because she knew her husband was a big fan and thought he would get a kick out of the fact that she auditioned for Tron. As luck would have it, she got the part.
Huh?
She's now one of the cast members of the new Tron TV series that's going to be airing soon. And she gets a lot of free toys and action figures and stuff. And she says her husband's very excited about that.
Awesome.
She brings home lots of swag
that's
for him.
Funny.
Swag.
I didn't know she was working anymore. It seems like since she became Mrs. Ryan Adams, she just kind of vanished. You never see her in movies. She doesn't put records out.
She does voiceovers. She was in that...
maybe that's all she's doing.
A Rapunzel show.
Yeah, I don't see those.
Hairdo, whatever it was called.
Animated,
braided. Hairdo.
Animated.
That's true. You don't
Tangled.
See that. Tangled. That was it. Yeah, I think she played Rapunzel in that with Zachary
Levi.
Did Kevin
just come up with the name of a movie?
No, Dave said it.
I think someone's, okay. Someone's whispering in his ear.
He almost blew my mind there.
How dare you.
Usher broke down and cried in court yesterday.
Baby.
Bitch. Pussy. He has got an ongoing custody trial with his ex, Tamika Foster. Tamika's lawyer claimed that you, sir, care more about partying than you do about your children. And that's when Usher started with the waterworks. He says he wants to see more of his children, but he's being painted as a wild, out-of-control, drug-taking party animal. None of that is true, he said. Trial continues today. And we'll
I want you to answer my question.
See whether he gets his kids or not. I'm so sad. And Scotty from Star Trek, actor James Doohan, his ashes are going to be fired into space. Does the story sound familiar at all to you?
Yeah, this is a two-year-old story.
Well, not really. The first time they tried it was back in 2008, August in 2008. Scotty's ashes and 2006 others were going to be launched on this SpaceX rocket, the Falcon 1. Here's the problem. Rocket never got out of orbit, never made it into space.
Where did it go?
Crashed back down here to the planet Earth. Something went horribly, horribly wrong. NASA lost a few satellites, and a lot of families lost their ashes. But here's the thing. SpaceX, the company, having no faith in their own program whatsoever, holds back some of the ashes of the people that they put up on their rocket.
You're kidding.
So they get a mulligan. They get a do-over.
And who's going to test it?
They get a second chance.
Get us some ashes. Anyone's. I don't care. We need to tell them it was Scotty.
They're walking around cigar stores just emptying out ashtrays. They get a second chance to shoot Scotty into space, and they're doing that today. So best of luck, Scotty. We hope you actually make it into space this time. Actually, the rocket just goes up into space and then orbits the Earth for about a year and then re-enters the atmosphere and burns up. But they're hoping this one actually breaks through and gets outside the atmosphere into the
Earth. So it's only out there for a bit?
Yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you get about a year in space before it's all over. I don't think Scotty really cares at this stage.
That's true.
I'm just guessing. Today's celebrity birthday is Maggie Q. She is Nikita, 33 years old today. Jennifer Goodwin from Once Upon a Time and from Big Love is 34. I don't like her new short haircut, by the way. It's too short. I like her better
with
long hair.
She's kind of a gammon.
What happened?
She's kind of a gammon.
Yeah, she is sort of a gammon.
I don't know that word.
I always thought it was gamin.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know that word either.
You could be right.
Kevin just looks like we're talking Latin.
His eyes are
tangled.
Crossing.
Tangled.
Naomi Campbell, 42 years old today. Dan Roberts of Crash Test Dummies. He is 45. And Morrissey celebrates his 53rd birthday. I get a lot of threats if I didn't wish Morrissey happy birthday.
Yeah, but
Morrissey fans are,
what are they going to do?
Cry on me? What are you going to do? Get me soggy with your tears, Morrissey fans?
I would think that Morrissey would run from a happy birthday. That would be the last thing he would be interested in.
Probably, but his fans think it's very important that we wish him a happy birthday. We want to make sure that I got the message, so
it's
I did.
It's funny how personally people take that stuff.
There you go. Morrissey's birthday has been announced. All right, fans, as if he wouldn't turn a year older unless we said it here on the show, but it's official. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to talk to Dan Bova, who is the editor-in-chief of Maxim and who's responsible for the top 100 list, which this year
BS,
is
BS.
This year's more BS than any other
year.
I think our only question needs to be, how is Kate Upton not number one?
That is my point.
And
let
Libby
alone
Munn,
in,
two?
In the top 10. Yeah. She didn't even make the top 10. Please. Please with that. Bobby Slayton, comedian in the studio tomorrow.
Bobby Slayton's coming in.
We also have...
What are you laughing at? Jelly May, traffic broad.
Jermaine Clement from Men in Black 3 on tomorrow's
Bobby Slayton
show.
Is here already. Wow.
And we've got your tickets for Rise Against also tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.